Well, for most of us, strep A, also known as strep throat, just means sore tonsils. But in severe cases, it can cause sepsis, rheumatic fever, and heart disease. Strep throat is now rare across much of Australia, but it still has a devastating impact in remote Indigenous communities. Now, an Australian institute will lead a new international effort to find a vaccine, as Amelia Terzin reports.
When Tanya O'Meara's 10-month-old daughter Eden started getting sick last year, the Melbourne family initially thought it was just a nasty flu. Then things escalated.
So she woke up with a fever of 39, cold sweats, very lethargic. She wasn't responding to us. Yeah, we knew that it was something, but we had no idea it was strep A.
Strep A is a common bacteria, mostly caught by children and teenagers. In most cases, it just leads to sore tonsils, commonly known as strep throat. But in severe examples, things can get much worse. In Eden's case, it got into her bloodstream, leading to sepsis. Sitting in hospital with her, at one stage, Tanya O'Meara and her husband Sean were told that the infection was so bad that Eden's leg might have to be amputated.
I would not wish it upon anybody. It is the most powerless emotional time I've ever experienced in my life.
Eden's life and her leg were saved, but others aren't so fortunate. Globally, 500,000 die every year from a myriad of strep A-related complications, including sepsis, rheumatic fever, and rheumatic heart disease. But now there's a global push and funding to find a vaccine. The Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia, along with the International Vaccine Institute in Korea, has just been given more than $2 million to join forces to push for a vaccine. Professor Andrew Steer is a researcher at the Institute in Melbourne.
It's really exciting. It's fantastic to have this funding bringing together people around the world to really drive forward vaccine development against a bacteria that really needs a vaccine.
Professor Steer says that apart from preventing cases of sepsis like Eden's, a vaccine is desperately needed for children in remote Indigenous communities in northern Australia, where strep A has led to some of the highest known rates of rheumatic heart disease in the world.
One in 50 children are affected by rheumatic heart disease, which is, you know, really concerning. We see very few cases of it in other parts of Australia. And there's a very similar picture in the Pacific as well.
The money for the Institute follows a $35 million pledge by the federal government for strep A vaccine research. Andrew Steer acknowledges there's already lots of vaccines in development globally, but no conclusive findings that they work yet.
So what we really want to be doing with this consortium is really driving those vaccines from early phase into clinical trials. And what we're hoping to do is to have vaccines into early clinical trials in the next 2 years and a vaccine into a larger, what we call efficacy clinical trial within 5 years.
Professor Andrew Steer, ending that story by Amelia Terzin.